Hello, I'm Gary Aide, and we're stacking the NBA with a matchup preview of the Miami Heat and the New York Knicks. Miami comes in with a record of 29-23 on the year. New York is 27-25 on the season. Over their last 10, Miami 7-3 won their last game. New York over that span 4-6 has lost two straight. Here are the numbers. Miami averages 108.5 points per game, gives up 108.2 points per contest for a positive differential of 0.3. New York scores 114.4 per game, gives up 112.7 for a positive differential of 1.3. Looking at the turnover numbers, both teams take care of the ball at a great level, 12.8 turnovers per game by the Heat, 12.1 by the Knicks. Neither team shoots particularly well at any point, although Miami has a great free throw shooting number, more on that in a second, but right now the field goal percentages, which are 45.3 for Miami and 45.8 for New York, New York shoots 34.5% from long range, Miami 33.4%. So a slight advantage in both categories for the Knicks, but nothing spectacular. Miami, though, I mentioned that great free throw shooting, 82.5%. That is incredible as a team. And 77.3% by the Knicks is about league average. Both teams really struggle to get points from anywhere, but particularly their bench, 28.3 points per game from Miami's bench, and not much better for the Knicks at 29.1. This will be the first time this year these two traditional rivals are squaring off. It's a home game for the Knicks, who are without Mitchell Robinson. Duncan Robinson and Nikola Jovic remain out for the Heat. And the question is, can the Knicks bounce back after losing to the Lakers? But this is a team in Miami that has a very good defense and could very easily shut this Knicks team down, which is a solid offense but not a spectacular one. This could be a battle, but I'm going with the Knicks. I think they have some intestinal fortitude, and I think they'll find a way to win this one. And that'll do it for our on-court look of Knicks and Heat. Coming up, we'll dive into the betting lines of this one as we continue stacking the NBA.
I'm Brandon Farron with Stacking the NBA with a betting preview between the Miami Heat and the New York Knicks. The lines are currently open and it favors the Miami Heat, sitting at 1.5 in the spread with the over-under of 213. Now, that over-under is pretty low, and that's because Miami is one of the worst scoring teams in the NBA. They've been averaging 108.5 points per game. Their calling card, though, is their defensive side. They only give up 108.2 points per game. They're second overall in the NBA in that, so that's really good. But the Knicks are been trending upwards of late because they've been having some scoring with the likes of Jalen Brunson and Julius Randle. And when we look at the player props for both players, they both sit at 24.5. Now, if we're looking at both of their last 10 games, Julius Randle's been averaging 27 points, while Jalen Brunson has been averaging 26.5. I like the over on both of these. These are their top two scorers on this team, and I love it for them. And another thing I want to take is the rebounding numbers on Julius Randle. Right now, it sits at 11.5. He's been averaging 13.3 in his last 10 games. Definitely take the over in that one. Now, on the Miami side, you got to go with Jimmy Butler. Jimmy Butler, right now, a player prop sits at 20.5. His last nine games, he's been averaging 21.7, and he's just coming off a 23-point game versus Cleveland. I would definitely lean and take the over in that one, too, because right now, the Knicks are okay on the defensive side. They average around 112.7 points per game. Now, when we're looking at this spread, the record right now, Miami has been horrible to me on that side. They've been 21-29-2, while the Knicks have been fairly better, 26-24-2, which is probably why I would lean towards the Knicks side on against the spread in this one. Now, the one thing I would definitely take is the over in this one. Now, I know Miami hasn't been the best scoring team, but I like the Knicks side in this, which will help the over, because right now, their last six games, they've been 5-1 in taking the over. So I would definitely lean on the over in this game, and I like the overall spread on the Knicks side in this as well. That's our look at the Miami Heat and the New York Knicks. I'm Brandon Fryer. This is Stacking the NBA.